An Alaska Native corporation is taking a new look at an old technology in an effort to wrest unused power from an untapped source. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Cook Inlet Region Incorporated is hoping to stabilize fluctuating supplies and prices by taking an alternative look at an old fossil fuel. Siri wants to try out an unusual method of turning coal into power. It's called underground coal gasification, and Siri is eyeing coal deposits deep under the land the corporation owns northwest of Beluga to test the plan. The corporation has applied to the state for permission to drill 6 exploratory wells on the west side of Cook Inlet to find out if conditions are right for a UCG project. Ethan Schutt is vice president of Siri Land and Energy Development.
You inject an oxidant-like air down to the deeply buried coal seam. You start a combustion reaction, and that combustion reaction creates heat and pressure, and the heat and pressure drive the rest of the chemical reactions that gasify the coal and release its energy.
The result is syngas, or synthesis gas, which is primarily hydrogen, carbon monoxide, and carbon dioxide.
And then you produce that gas stream up to the surface through a second well or series of wells and make your use of it.
There is no subsurface or strip mining involved. Instead, the entire conversion process occurs 650 feet underground below the freshwater aquifer. The UCG technology uses heat and pressure to break coal down into its chemical elements, hydrogen, oxygen, and carbon, and into a simpler chemical form, a gas stream of hydrogen, carbon monoxide, and carbon dioxide.
At that point, you do have a usable product. You can take exactly that, scrub out some of the impurities, and burn it through a natural gas turbine and generate electricity. So in that state and with that project goal, you never have a liquid.
The resulting syngas is a feeder fuel that can be converted into a variety of products, jet fuel, LNG, or residential energy. The gas would be piped out of the facility to a planned power plant near Beluga.
You can upgrade that syngas stream through other chemical reactions into liquid fuels for synthetic diesel, synthetic gasoline that you can use in your cars or trucks, synthetic aviation fuel that you can use in airplanes.
The fact that the entire process takes place in an underground chamber limits pollution and waste and emits no CO2 into the atmosphere. The CO2 is captured and locked underground during the process. Similar coal-to-gas projects are set for Wyoming and North Dakota. Schutt says although the technology is complicated, Lawrence Livermore Laboratory is on board as a Siri consultant. Siri is budgeting $30 million of its own money for the project. If tests are positive and future plans successful, a UCG facility could provide 100 megawatts for rail belt energy needs in future, according to Siri spokesman Jim Jaeger.
Assuming everything's successful and we progress to where we're making either synthetic natural gas or liquid fuels, that's when you have a product that you can export outside of the region to supply either rural Alaska or export it outside to, you know, replace liquid fuels down along the West Coast.
Jaeger says the UCG project could be online as early as 2014. Siri is following an aggressive schedule with core sampling set for February if drill permits come through next January. Schutt says the exploration area has generally suitable characteristics, and drilling core samples will enable Siri to select specific sites for development. Siri is a new player in the energy market, and the UCG plan could expand Siri's role as an energy producer. The project mines energy without actually mining the coal. And if the technology is proven, coal could bump oil off its throne. The State Department of Natural Resources has set a December 31st deadline for public comment on the drill site's permit. As of this week, State Senators Liesl McGuire and Bill Willikowski have announced plans to introduce a package of state incentives aimed at spurring alternative energy options for Alaska. I'm Ellen Lockyer.